Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Daf Shvod Suvis Daf Pehei Gutamayid. So we're going to begin on the bottom of Pedal Amud Beis, four lines from the beginning. Yemar Bar Chashu from the Yemar Bar Chashu have a masik bezuzu behu gavra. So Yemar Bar Chashu was owed money by someone, and Shachav, the person, passed away. V'shavig Arba, and he left over a ship which had value. So Amla L'shluchei, so he told a shliach, Zil Tafsa Nehila, go grab it for me. Azal Tafsa, he went and grabbed it. A Pogubar, a Papa, for Hunabre Devishua. So a Papa and Hunabre Devishua met this shliach who had grabbed it on behalf of Yemar Bar Chashu. Armulei, they told him, at Taifas Le Balchai, B'mokem Shechav Lachem. You're grabbing something for Balchai, but you're also being mafsid other people. Who are the other people? Other Balichai. And in this case, it happens to be that a Papa and Avhuna themselves were also Balichai of this gentleman who passed away. So you're grabbing it not for yourself, you're grabbing it on behalf of another person. So you're a Shliach to grab it on behalf of someone else. And it's B'makam Shechav Lachrini, being Chav for us, taken away from us. It doesn't work. So they grabbed it. How did they grab it? They tried to grab it at the same time. Rapapa Mimlech Maluchi, Rapapa used the oars to row it, and Avon Rebbe Bishua Mim Techlam Ashla, he was pulling it with his ropes. So Mar Amra Nakinin Lel Kula, one said I was kind of the whole thing, and Mar Amra Nakinin Lel Kula, the other one said I was kind of the whole thing. So now they weren't sure which one of them were kind of. Pagabur Pinchas Bar Ami Amluhu, so Pinchas Bar Ami told them, Ram Shul Dharma Tarvai, who should subur me Menachem Rishus Ram. You can only be typhusid if it's in a Shusram, not if it's in a Simta, and a river is a Simta. So Amluhu Ananami Mecherefusud in a Haratafisnalu. We grabbed it not from the side of the river, which would be a Simta, we grabbed it from the middle of the river, which would be like Rishus Ram, because many ships are there. So Asa Kamei Rava, they came to Rava, Amluhu Kaki Chivri, your white birds, because of their white beards. You're taking the shirts off people's backs. We pass in that tefisa only helps Michaim. Lachar misa goes to the Yarsha. Avimi braid Rabbevo have a mask by Zuzi by Chuzai. So he was owed money by Chuzai. Shadrin Rabbi Elchama braid Rabbevo bar Avahu, or he owed money, I'm sorry, to Bei Chuzai. So they sent money to them with Rav Chama braid Rabbevo bar Avahu. Azl Parinu, and he went and he paid them. So Amrulhu have the shtar. He said, please give me the shtar now, that receipt, I paid you. So Amrulhu, nah, it's a try, Nenu. We took the money because you owed us other chayvis also, and we took the money in behalf of those chayvis, and we're not going to give you back the shtar. You still have to pay us back the main chayv. So Asla committed Rebavo. So I came to Rebavo, and they said, it's not true. So Amlei, Islecha Sahadis Beretinu, did you pay them in front of Edim? Amrulhu, I didn't. So Amlei, Migudicha Amlei had Ram Yaelam, being that they could deny the whole thing and they could say, you never paid us at all. Yechal Adamilu Meimer, as a Drainin, they have the right to say that you owe us other money, and we took the money on behalf of that other Chayv, and you still owe us for the big Chayv. So now the shliach kind of messed up here. So in shlumi shliach mai, does the shliach have to pay the baal chay the his mishaleach because he messed him up? So I'm Ravashi Chazinan. Iam leshgal shtar v'hav zuzi. If he was clear in his instructions to take shtar first before paying, so the mishalim he has to pay. He messed up and he by changing the instructions and hav zuzi shkazu. But if he said pay the money and then take the shtar la mishalim, you can't make him pay because he was following instructions. But v'lohi beikach beikach mishalim. Either way, he has to pay. It's clear what I sent you. I was doing it. It meant that you should do it in a way that'll be the best for me, and you should have paid attention and realized that you have to get the shtar before you pay up. Otherwise, they're going to just deny it. So this is a woman that she had as a pikadon from her husband, a maluga d'shtar. So also yarshim, not her husband. I'm sorry. She was a baal chayv. Of someone, the person owed her money, and she was also holding a bunch of shtaris as the pikadon. So also Yerushim, and when he died, the Yerushim came and katav lemina, they were demanding it from her. Amru luhu, she said to them, Michaim tefisnaluhu. I was teifis at Michaim, so it's I have the right to keep it. Asolu kamei of Nachman. Amrulai told her, Islach asadi, detavu aminach Michaim v'loya havis nihilei. Can you prove, do you have edim that he asked you for it back when he was still alive, and you refused to give it back because you were doing a tefisa? Amrulai, no, I can't prove it. So I mean, can't have a tvisa lachar misa. If so, we just look at it as a tvisa lachar misa. A tvisa lachar misa laiklam hu, and a tvisa lachar misa is nothing. Hahi itzad is chayv shua beidin de rava. There's a woman who was chayv to make a shua in the basin of rava. Amar lebasu chizah, so his wife, who was the daughter of chizah, said, yidana ba de chashuda ashua. I know that this woman is chashuda ashua, and we can't let her swear. So apcharav rava l'shua ashekenegda. So what we do is then you make the other person swear and take it, which is not the greatest thing for the person, because they would prefer to swear and patter themselves. So, but in any case, that's what he did. He believed Basu Chizda. Zimna Naviyasa came here, Papa Ravada Bar Masa. At other time, Papa and Ravada Bar Masa were there. I saw who shtar gabe, they brought a shtar in front of Rava. Amalei Rapapa, Rava told Rava, Yadana be the shtar pri. I happen to know that shtar was paid up. He must have witnessed it. So Amalei, Ekinish Acher, Echrina Bahadadimar, do you have someone else that witnessed it with you that it was paid up? Amalei Lai. Amalei Avagav de Kamar, even though you're here, but Edecha la Kloma, you're just an Edechad, and that doesn't do anything. Amalei Ravada Bar Masna, so Ravada Bar Masna said, what do you mean? Lo yehe Rapapa ka Basro Chizda? Well, isn't Rapapa as good as Basro Chizda? You believed her. She was only an Edechad, she's a woman. So Basra Chizda came with Begabah. Basra Chizda, I trust. I know she will never lie. Marla came with Begabah. I don't have the same level of trust. Amra Papa Hashadam Mar Kimli Bigabay Milsahi, now that I see that there's such a concept that you could be Kimli Bigabay, if you know someone doesn't lie, you're allowed to trust them and change din because of them. So it could go in Abba Mori, Bree, the Kimli Bigabay, my son Abba Mori, that I know he never lies, Quran Ishtar Apume, I would rip up Ishtar based on his testimony. So where's the Quran? Why would you rip it up? It's not enough to rip it up. Al Maran Ishtar Apume, I wouldn't allow them to collect with Ishtar based on his testimony unless they could prove otherwise. So that's why I don't tear it up. There was a woman that was chayav shua in the basin of Rabbi Barabai. Amluhu, hahu baldin teisi v'tishtav b'masa. I want her to come and swear in the city, but after the mixava, because there are people around, she'll be embarrassed. The maida, she'll be maida that she really owes the money. Amluhu lo. So she said, no, kiss is a chavusa. I'll do it, but I want you ready to write now a receipt that says that. That I swore and I'm potter. That I want it to be ready, that as soon as I swear, I can give it to me, and I won't have any trouble anymore with this balchay. So Amalahu Rabbi Barabai Kisvila. So Rabbi said, write it. You come from your great grandfather was Eli. Amrisi Mili Malaysia. You're saying things that are cut off because the children of Eli all died young. So he's saying that you come from that house, you're saying things that are cut off. If you write a kiyum shtaris, right? So kiyum shtaris is when you have edim that signed, and now you need to mimikayim the shtaris. You have to get edim to testify that it's actually their signature, and then a beizin signs their signatures on it. So that's an ashrata de daini. So if they wrote it up, you wrote up the whole thing. Mikam de nechvi sahadi chasim is yedai. Before you actually had the edim testify that it's their own signatures, but they wrote it up, you know, just to be ready. Psula, it's possible. Am mechzik shukri. You see, it's considered mechzik shukri. You can't write up something before it actually happened. How can I mechzik shukri? So here also it'll be mechzik shukri. This is, by the way, why we don't write bikanino and ashtar. We leave out the kuf and exuba because of mechzik shukri. But now this man number holds the Masik Shikr is actually Ma'akiv. V'leisa midrav Nachman. Rav Nachman, Omer ha'ir, Rav Meir, afilo matzi ba'ashba, v'kachasma, v'nasnu lo kasher. Even if you find a get in an ashba, and you sign it and give it to her, it's kasher. Afilo Rabban, la pligi lad Rav Meir, el begitin Hashem. And the Rabban does disagree with Meir, they can't do that, because it's begitin Hashem to be an iksiv l'shma. They hold you an iksiv l'shma. Rav Meir holds all you need is chasim l'shma. Aval b'shar shtar is moidele, but other shtar is their moide, that you could do this. So you know, even though essentially it's Masik Shikr, you wrote up the get before there was any divorce going on, nonetheless, it's mutzad. If you lent money and then it was paid up and you got it back, you can't. And the guy says, you know what, lend me again. You can't use the same shtar again. Because this shtar is nimchal shibude. Time of the nimchal shibude. The whole problem is that the shibud is nimchal. Avla mechzik hashikra, returning the page. Avla mechzik hashikra lo hashina. But we're now worried about the fact that it's mechzik hashikra because this shtar was not written for this chayv. And if it's a mechzik hashikra, so you see that b'diavad mechzik hashikra is not a problem. We nonetheless are, I think, makbid l'chachila, but it's certainly not ma'akif. Okay, zogti mar vayta. Hu garba da'afkid shev marganisa d'tayr b'sadina b'rebi. So there's a person that gave as a pikadon 7 diamonds and was wrapped up in a towel. Rabbi Yasha the Barbre, Rabbi Shimon Levi. It was given to Rabbi Shimon Yasha, the grandson of Rabbi Shimon Levi. So Shachav Rabbi Yasha died, and Le Pocket, he didn't say what to do with these seven diamonds. Also, Rabbi Amalei Chodad, Rabbi Yasha Barbre, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Le Amit. So I know that it doesn't belong to him because he's not rich enough to own seven diamonds. Simna, the person who is coming to claim it is giving a simon. He says that it's seven and they're wrapped up. But it's only someone who doesn't usually go in and out of Rabbi Yasha's house. But if someone always goes in and out of Rabbi Yasha's house, it could be someone else did it, gave it to Rabbi Yasha, but even Master Chaz, he just happened to witness it, so that's how he knows. So he can't trust his simon. He gave a case of kesev, a silver becher, to Chasa. Shachav Chasa. Chasa died. Below pocket, he didn't say what to do with it. Also, made Rav Nachman Amalhu Yadanabed b'Chasad le'Amin. So I know that Chasa himself was not rich enough to own a silver becher. But Oid Hakiyav Simon, then you're giving a simon, so you can get it back. Below Amara, same thing. Adle Rogel Da'al v'Nachal le'Hasam. So if he doesn't usually go in and out, Adle Rogel Da'al v'Nachal le'Hasam. Emer in a Shachrin Afkid. Maybe someone else gave it, but Ihu Mechsa Chaz. You just happened to see it. Hahu the African metaxa bay rav dimi achvadur of safra. He gave metaxa as like silken cloth, a clothing. To Rav Dimi, Yachvad Rav Safra, Shachar Rav Dimi, Vay Pocket, he didn't say what to do with it. Also, look at Rav Abba, the same thing. Chodei Yidana Beb Rav Dimi, Dlai Amin. I know, first of all, Rav Dimi is not rich enough for this. So, Ayad Hakihav Simna, he's giving a simon. Vlai Marana, Dlai Ragal Dai Lak Hasam. Again, it's only if he doesn't usually go in and out. Abba Ragal Dai Alba Navigla Hasam, Eme Inish Makuni Afkid. Maybe someone else gave. Vihu, Masachaz, and he saw. Hahuda Amar Lahu, he's someone who said, Nixli, I want all my Nechasim Latuvia to go to my. Someone, a friend or a relative whose name is Tobia. Shachar, he died. Asa Tobia. Tobia came to claim. Amar Rav Yechanan, but Tobia, good. Tobia came. He wanted to give it to Tobia. Here's Tobia. Amar Tobia. What happens if he said, I want to give it to Tobia, but Asa Rav Tobia. Someone came and he was a Rav. He was a Rav Tobia. So Tobia Amar, the Rav Tobia, Amar. He said he's giving it to Tobia, not to Rav Tobia. He wouldn't have left out the honorific if it was really Rav Tobia that he wanted to give it to. But if it's someone he's very comfortable with and on first name basis, so how Gisbe, he's on first name basis, then he meant Rav Tobia. Also, Shnei Tobia. What if two Tobias come? Or Shachin. So then we go like this. Shachim and Tamil Chacham. If one of them is his neighbor and the other one is a Tamil Chacham, Tamil Chacham Kaidim. We'll assume he probably wanted to give it to the Tamil Chacham. Karav Tamil Chacham. One was related and the other one is a Tamil Chacham. Again, we assume Tamil Chacham Kaidim. Yibailahu Shachim and Karav. One is a neighbor, one is a relative. Mai. Tashma, Taib Shachim Karav, Miachrachi. We assume the person is more close to a neighbor than they are to a distant relative. Shneim Kravim, Shneim Shchenim, Shneim Chachamim. Whatever, they're all equal. They're Kravim and Shchenim and Chachamim. Shud the Daini then, Rashi explains, Shud the Daini means that the Dayanim have to make their decision and try to see which one is more likely that the mace meant to give it to, and they have to use their own judgment. Amle Rabba Blabrei. Let me tell you something that your father, Rav Chiya Bar Avin, would say. Even though Shmuel said that if you sell a shtar chayv, and then you go turn around and you're meichel it, it works. And even the yorish can be meichel it, and basically the guy who sold it who loses out, and there's a discussion if you have to pay him back, give him his money back. But in any case, the mechila works. So when a woman brings in a shtar chayv into her marriage, and then she tries to be Michaelit, Shayna Machla doesn't work. When she yadai ki yadai, he has as big a bialis as her, so he has a proper kinyan on the shtar, and it can prevent her from being Michaelit. There's a big tumult over here in Tisus and other Rishayim. How does a mechira shtars work? Why could you be Michael? Rabbi Natam says mechira shtars is only drabanan, and that's why you could be Michael. The Ran learns differently. He learns that you can only sell the shibud nechasim. You can't sell the shibud gof, so you can be Michael shibud gof. It's a big Gishmak HaSugya, the Rambam, Ruchaim, in any case, have a good Tumayid and a wonderful Shabbos.